And this is Illinois Public Media from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Thursday morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Checking the national average basis this morning, corn up overnight by a penny at 27 cents for the cash price under the July futures. While the DTN National Corn Index was up 4 cents at $4.45, the national average basis for soybeans down a penny at 22 under the July contract. The DTN National Soybean Index up 9 cents at $14.76. Now let's check the growing area's weather forecast with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest is going to be experiencing a good mix of weather over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be no areas of large size dealing with dryness, and there will be no large-scale region of excessive moisture. With that said, though, there will be pockets that become too wet in the upper parts of the Midwest and in portions of the neighboring northern plains. These areas will see a rather frequent occurrence of rain and thunderstorm activity as we move forward through this next several day period, although today will probably be one of the better dry days across the region. Most of the rain today will be in western North Dakota, but as we go through the day tomorrow, the precipitation will shift eastward into the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, and then that will set the stage for a frequent occurrence of rain and thunderstorms to impact many areas across the region from the Dakotas and Montana into the heart of the western Corn Belt. And this will occur over the weekend into early next week. We'll see other showers and thunderstorms still occurring periodically as we move on into the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. It's not going to rain every day in a significant manner, but we will see a high enough frequency of repetition here that the field progress rate will be very slow, especially in the northern plains and a part of the upper Midwest. Now, for the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, I think the scenario is very good. We'll see some warm temperatures prevailing. We'll see a lot of afternoon temperatures getting into the 80s and a few upper 70s periodically. We'll also see rain come and go periodically as well as we move forward through the period of the next 10 days. Now, no area is going to be seeing excessive amounts of rain, but I think Illinois and Indiana will see a higher frequency of precipitation than will areas further to the east in Ohio and Michigan. So there probably will be a little bit of a dry down in a few locations, but I don't expect it to be a festering issue that will create a concern about production potentials later into the growing season. So overall, the situation is really quite favorable. And yesterday, we saw only a scattering of light showers across parts of the Midwest. And the temperatures yesterday were favorably warm and will continue to be that way, as I mentioned before. We do expect the temperatures to be averaging just a little bit warmer than usual over this next full week, but not dramatically so. And the environment will be ideal for stimulating aggressive early season crop development. We'll expect the low temperatures at night to be mostly 50s and 60s, but there'll be some lower 70s that may also occur in a few locations, and most of those warmer readings will occur in the southernmost parts of the region from Kansas into parts of Kentucky. In other areas in the U.S. of interest, we're still watching, of course, hard breadwinner wheat country. It looks like that area is going to get quite wet as we move forward into the week next week. Frequent showers and thunderstorms will start off Sunday through Wednesday of next week in the central plains, and then as we move into the end of next week and the following weekend, we'll see more widespread precipitation across all of hard red winter wheat country and a few more showers and thunderstorms back into the recently relieved drought areas in Texas and Oklahoma. We will expect to see the delta in the southeast getting a reasonable mix of weather as well, although yesterday and the day before we did see some excessive rains in some of the southern portions of the delta in Louisiana in particular, where some flooding rains occurred upwards to 12 inches suggested in parts of southern Louisiana, at least according to Doppler radar. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's check now some of the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at the CME Group, where the soft red winter wheat is down a penny and a half at 6.37 1/4. The hard red is a half cent lower in the July at 7.35 1/4. July corn futures at $4.68 1/2, down 4. December at 4.65 1/2, 4 lower. And the March at 4.74 1/4, down 4 1/2. July of next year down 4 at $4.86 3/4. July soybeans, $14.98, up 1/4. The September at $12.96 1/4, penny and a half higher. November beans at $12.44 1/2, up 1 1/2. January at $12.50, a penny and a half higher. And July of next year at $12.58 1/2, up 1 1/2. Bean meal up 30 cents. Bean oil down a dime. Live cattle futures $1.35 higher in the June at $137.50. August at $138.37 1/2, $1.27 1/2 higher. August futures at $197.17 1/2, up $1.60. And the September at $198.15 in the feeder cattle, $1.65 higher. And the June lean hogs are off 57.5 cents at $113.97 1/2. On the phone line with us from Morton, Illinois, and Ag Review this morning to take a look at the futures markets is Ellen Dearden. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Morning, Todd, and let me mention it is dry in Morton, Illinois.
Well, I wondered about that. I made a trip to Elkhart in Logan County, so I was, what, about 45 miles south of you or something, about 40 miles south of you. And I made note last night that the brother said, yeah, it's dry there. And Dad's grass was actually turning a little brown, which surprised me. Here's another thing I made note, and I asked the boys about this one, too. I thought the beans looked better than the corn. I really expected the corn to be been planted pretty early. I thought it'd be knee-high or better, and it's still not. They said it got sprayed, so it gets knocked back a little bit. But there are some areas, I suppose, that don't look as good as others.
Yeah, I think for the month we're at about 1.5 inches of rain right here, which is quite low for May. May is typically pretty rainy. I would say corn stands in this area are excellent. None of the corn was planted real early except on some bottom ground. And beans really are just kind of coming through. So it's kind of hard to tell. I think the job of the week for most guys is side dressing corn, so it ought to get another shot of nitrogen and get going again.
Yeah, it'll probably look pretty good pretty quickly. The weather forecast isn't too bad, but this is the kind of the time of year when we turn our attention to the weather consistently and constantly for the marketplace. And up to this point, there's been some premium in the market. It has been taken out of corn at this time. Is there much downward pressure left in that market, do you suppose?
Well, the market's really getting kind of oversold here, and I noticed that December corn, when it went down to 464, really has made a 62% retracement of that spring rally. So I would expect the market to kind of catch in here. Going to depend on what happens with this wheat market. The wheat looks wide open. July has a gap down at 610 to 615, 616. That looks like we're gunning for that.
If it does, will it follow the wheat very harshly on the way down or just sort of float along with it?
I think it'll probably float along with it. And certainly if the bean market holds steady, there's going to be a reason for corn to hold a little bit, too. Yesterday's bean market was really, I thought about the meal. Meal looked strong. We saw very strong commercial buying in the nearby meal and also in the nearby beans. We just haven't seen that this morning so far.
Yeah, this is the product that livestock producers always search out, isn't it?
It sure is, and certainly the Rotterdam meal market's been a hot market, too.
Your expectations for the rest of the trade today?
I would say we'll probably be on the weak side, just given how we've started out this morning, and certainly the hogs are going to have a struggle in the day, too.
Hey, thanks so much. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView. She's in Morton, Illinois, joins us here on the opening market report from WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. You can find our radio station online at will.illinois.edu. Our ag programming, easy to find, too, at willag.org. Here's what some of the outside markets are trading like at this hour. Crude oil in the July contract at $103 and a dime. That's up 38 cents. cents. The RBOB gasoline, or wholesale price at $3 a penny and a half, is up 0.9 of a cent for the day. Ethanol futures at 2.37 6 tenths, up 2.5 cents, and the spread between those two is a penny and a half narrower than yesterday. It's at 63.9 of a cent. Natural gas at $4.62 1/10, up 6 tenths of a cent, 6 tenths of a cent, and the diesel fuel for the day at $2.93 1/2 is just about 5 tenths of a cent higher. U.S. dollar trading at 80.51 on the delayed tick is up 0.05. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area this morning. Scattered showers, a few thunderstorms throughout the day. Those mainly come before 1 this afternoon. Partly sunny. A high near 81 degrees, an east-northeast wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation set at 40% for the day. Partly cloudy this afternoon, and then to the evening, a low of around 60 degrees, an east-northeast wind at about 7 miles an hour, and then sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 83. Winds out of the east at 9, and Friday night clear with a low of 59. Saturday, sunny skies, a high of 84. East-southeast winds then at 7 to 9 miles an hour, and on Saturday evening, mostly clear, a low of 63. In the Urbana-Champaign area on Sunday, a 30% chance of rainfall, a few thunderstorms, partly sunny otherwise, a high of 85. And Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low of 69. Monday, to start the work week, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy at 84. Monday night, showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and 68 degrees. And on Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a high near 83. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.